We need to demonstrate to our alpha prospects that we're not intimidated by them and that we can kind of stand up to them, not in a David and Goliath way, but like a Goliath and Goliath kind of way.
Welcome to Data Driven Selling by the Sales Insights Lab, the podcast that helps reps and business owners generate more meetings and close more sales at higher prices.
All right. My name is Mark Wayshack, and I'm here with Coach Tiffany, who is the head coach at the Sales Insights Lab. And today we are going to be talking about how to deal with those alpha prospects, the people that almost feel like they're bullies. Tiffany, what is your initial reaction just to even this topic?
I think it's interesting because alpha prospects are some of those people that can, like, you have nightmares about actually running into a sales scenario with. But in reality, they're people just like anybody else. And if you're coming in with a strong strategy, you're going to be fine with them.
So what's the first kind of mindset that we want to bring into this? Like, what's your first thought process when you get on with a bully or an alpha?
What jumps out to me is to remember that it's just a game. They can't hurt you. Even if they throw you out of an office or hang up on you or tell you that what you've done is stupid, it is just a game. You can move on to the next prospect.
When you start to recognize that you're just playing in a game and this is not a life or death situation, it kind of reframes it, because alphas don't like betas. It's true in relationships, in life too. It's like an alpha does not respect someone who is not also alpha. So it's like we've got to create a level of comfort that allows us to really behave like an alpha, even if we're not an alpha in our personal lives, if we're not kind of like that driver, that super intense person in our personal lives, which is, by the way, probably in some cases like to our benefit to not, like, when we're talking to our kids, just like kind of be just like bulldozing over them, because chances are you're going to have a kid who's also that like that. And that doesn't necessarily work well in our personal lives. But like, I think we need to demonstrate to our alpha prospects that we're not intimidated by them and that we can kind of stand up to them, not in a David and Goliath way, but like a Goliath and Goliath kind of way.
Yeah, it's meeting them at their level, right? Where you're coming in. And I think that a lot of times alphas are looking for those people that are going to waste their time. And you just need to come in and claim your value and claim what you're going to be bringing to the table up front.
It's like we can't let them intimidate us. So one of my mentors used to always say is we never want to put our prospects on a pedestal. And there is a real tendency to put those alpha prospects on a pedestal, like referring, kind of like talking to them like we're a hostess at a restaurant or a host at a restaurant. Like, it's like we can't be treating them like they're this special person, because when we do, it immediately sends signals to them where they're like that bear that smells fear on the person that just kind of encountered them in the woods. And now it's like they want to, you know, kind of push us around, and they will push people around that they feel like are weak.
Well, it alienates them, right? And they are, you know, a lot of times people in this space are walking around thinking like you're either a predator or you're prey. And you're kind of walking in with that sign that says you're one or the other. And if you're walking in and you're strong and you're firm and you're coming with value, then you're going to have a much easier time of doing that. And a lot of that means that you're relying on a strategy to give you the scaffold to not get nervous during those times.
So I want to talk about and build off what you just said about the process piece, but just being comfortable and recognizing that alpha prospects, those drivers, are actually great prospects. Like, they can be great prospects if you can kind of meet them at their level. And I think to someone who gets intimidated, like, it's a super hard prospect. But if you're the type of person that can, by the way, and everyone can be the type of person, so I don't want to like say like there are certain types that can't deal with this. It's like you can learn to get comfortable playing this game. Is like, they can become great prospects because they're no BS. They want to get to the point. If they're on the phone with you, if they're on a meeting with you, it means that they're interested, like there's something there. And so like, they're not going to be the kind of person who's wasting your time. So it's like identifying that, like, this is actually a tremendous opportunity, not to make you nervous, but to just be like, okay, this is something that a skill set that I want to get good at.
Exactly. And they're not taking the meeting to be nice. And you'll know where you stand with them, which is really cool. They'll tell you, they'll be really blunt often and say, I don't see how this makes sense. Or they'll tell you, like, I can kind of see that. And you know exactly where you stand.
So I think this brings us to the next piece, which is that there's a tendency, I think, with these alpha prospects to stray from our process, to kind of like jump to the pitch or to just kind of like get to the end. And I think if there's anything that's critical, it's that we really stick to the process that we have, as opposed to just kind of breaking down and just kind of like giving them the thing.
Yeah. And I think that the tendency comes from the fact that if you let them intimidate you, you're going to let them define the process and push you along what they want to have happen. The issue is that in sales, you have to take that leadership position and own this opportunity for them. So you have to define it by your process and not let them push you into a space where they're deciding and dictating what comes next or how things go.
Obviously, having a process and what that process looks like is a much bigger conversation than we can talk about in this conversation today. But I think the key things are the comfort to ask questions, to recognize that you deserve answers to certain questions, to really understand what's going on and to get them talking and not be intimidated by the kind of the natural pushback, which is like sometimes like they just want like, okay, 7 minutes, like give me your best pitch. And it's like, we've got to be able to comfortably be in that space where we get them going and opening up. Because I find sometimes it's like at first it's like they've got like this hard coat shell, and then when you break through it, it's like they open up and it's like they're just like this normal people teddy bear underneath. Yeah,
they're just like normal people. Yeah, I think that the push there is to possibly jump to presentation so that they don't guillotine you early. And you don't want to jump to presentation early because sales is about having a conversation. It's not about a performance. So you need to break that like barrier to them to get them into conversation mode. And that's all just leaning on good strategy.
And so I think actually that kind of brings us to the next point, which is to be fully engaged in the conversation. And so like what that means to me is like, I think when you're talking to someone who's, let's say, a quote unquote easier prospect, who's like not as alpha, right? Is like, you can just kind of like ask question, be silent while they talk, they go on for a while, ask next question, and you can kind of get away with a more low level conversational approach. But I think with alphas, like you've got to be super engaged and like continue to prompt them with the kind of like, you know, like, yeah, that makes total sense. Like, appreciate that. Like really kind of leading the conversation in a way that you might be able to not do with someone else.
I totally agree. And I think that they're less okay with a meandering conversation. They're not going to want to discuss anything like the weather or like how you like the same sports team as they do. Like they tend to be really just like, let's get to the point. And that back and forth that happens with somebody when you're just like kind of guiding them through questions can be so powerful for them. And that's what usually breaks that wall that they've got built up around what they really think or what's going on in their situation.
And so the idea of a meandering conversation is exactly the right idea to avoid, right? And so it's like we need to take them down a clear path where they feel like I think actually as a prospect myself, like I think I very much fit the profile of who we're talking to. Like when I'm talking to a salesperson, like I'm tough, like I want to make sure I'm not wasting my time. But if I feel like I'm being led effectively, I'm super comfortable with the conversation. So it's like, we really want to lead them down a clear path where they feel like there's tremendous value, and not just in like what we're saying, but just like that there's like an obvious end goal to what this whole process looks like.
Yeah. It takes them from feeling like adversaries to feeling like partners, right? Like that's the goal. That's the trajectory you're aiming for. And we have to go back to the intimidation concept, because if you're easily intimidated, you're just going to stay in that adversarial, you're trying to take my time kind of space. But if you just treat it like a game and you're not really thrown and you're just like, oh, this could happen, it could not happen, and be fine with it, they're much more likely to see you as that partner instead of the adversary.
I totally agree with that. To me, the last piece, and it's really the overarching piece, which is just people that are alpha typically are going to be in positions of authority. So they're often in the C-suite or someone who's higher level, or, you know, if it's a homeowner, it can often be someone who's higher net worth. And that's not always true. But like, I think oftentimes we see that correlation. And so I think to me, the big thing is to really focus on the value, right? So it's like, I think there's this very common tendency in almost every facet of sales to really focus on like the how we're doing stuff. Like, so let's use a specific example. Like if you're a consultant and you're selling to a CEO, like there's a tendency to focus on like what the consulting actually looks like, as opposed to like the real value and the outcomes. And I think the language that alphas speak is value, is results, is outcomes, as opposed to like the fluffy, like how we do it kind of stuff.
Yeah, I totally agree. So that value portion of it is really what they're looking for. It's what they're fishing for. It's the thing that's going to open up the door. And they're not looking at value as like, what can you tell me about your service? I mean, that's, I think that's the trap with alphas, because you say 2 minutes of stuff about what you've got and they're like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like keep going. And you try another 2 minutes and then you're just in a word soup of like pitch and partial presentation that just doesn't make sense to them. Then they'll kick you out of the office. But if you can get them talking about how they're experiencing their situation, that makes all of the difference.
Yeah. And then you can connect the dots with the actual outcomes and results that they really want to handle. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. I'm watching a documentary right now about professional rugby. And there's a scene in the documentary where this guy is like, he's not playing at the level he wants. And he's just kind of like going through the motions. And then he just like gets hit in the head by someone and it just kind of like wakes him up. And then he's like in the game, he's smiling, he's having fun and he's going at it. And I don't think we all have to be like fighters in order to be successful in sales. But I do think there's an element of just like enjoying the contact nature of the sport that we're in. And it's like, I know at first it can be really intimidating to people to kind of like be out on the field and not know where that next hit is coming from. But like when you can start to really enjoy the game, always use the phrase, it's like a superpower out there where it's like suddenly the fact that like you don't know what's going to happen and that you're dealing with someone who's kind of intense, like that's the fun part. And when you're having fun, they feed off that, they respect it. And they engage in the conversation so much more.
They do so much more. And that brings it back to this concept of it being a game. There's nothing, like they can't hurt you. Like it's just, it's fine. And you don't always know that somebody's going to be an alpha. Every time you show up to a sales experience, you're kind of just like exploring the space and being like, oh, so that's the game we're going to be playing today. And then you can really come at them from this like informed perspective. That's just, you've got the scaffold of strategy. You've got everything, because regardless of whether they're alpha or if they're just like super passive and meandering, you have what you need in order to make that opportunity work.
You've got a game plan and you're ready to go and you just have that much more confidence. So, all right, well, this was fun. I think for me, what I want people to walk away with is to not look at this like it's that different, really. I mean, we've spent all the time talking about like what we do, but it's like just following the process and being confident, and like these skills and strategies will help you with any prospect, of course, but let's not freak out next time we get on the phone with someone who's like, yeah, okay, so what do you got? Give me your best 3 minutes. It's like, all right, deep breath, relax, and let's roll with it and recognize like these can be great opportunities.
And I think that what's been most helpful to me in terms of getting good with these types of prospects is remembering that like when your heart starts to beat faster and stuff like that, there's no real difference physiologically between excitement and anxiousness. So I would always just say, it's like, oh, I'm excited. And that would give me the permission slip to just go in and be curious and not let them throw me around metaphorically.
Love it. Let's leave it on that note. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks for listening. Want more tactical advice on selling? Register for our free video training on the 5-step formula to closing more deals without price pushback, think it overs, or ghosting. Simply visit closing.training to get instant access. That's closing.training to get instant access.